Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, May 31st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Topping the news, Egypt's reforms have gained positive press, making it a crucial time to address Christian persecution. A case in point, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says 30-year-old Gasser Mohammed Mahmoud recently converted to Christianity. His family committed him to a mental facility where he's now being tortured.
They would not see this, and they for sure would not admit in any kind of a public way that this has anything to do with Christian persecution in Egypt. But the reality is, if Gasser Mohammed Mahmoud was still a Muslim, he would not be in this mental facility.
Elsewhere in India, the movement for freedom amongst the Dalits, the Untouchables, continues. With thousands renouncing Hinduism and the caste system oppression, the doors are open for the gospel. Bibles for the World's Rochunga Padidi says they printed 200,000 copies of the Gospel of John.
Pray that God will send a tremendous revival among them. And number two, that God will provide more Gospel of John that you can freely give away in hundreds of thousands. Now, the cost of printing Gospel of John is only 25 cents, and we need more missionaries than ever before, national missionaries.
And every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, believers among an Indian tribe in northern Mexico meet with Operation Mobilization workers to worship God together. Team members say through the meetings, God is bringing unity and harmony among the Triqui believers. A normally reserved people, during the meetings, they've been seen singing, testifying, and encouraging others. Pray for the ongoing work among the Triqui Indians and other tribes in northern Mexico. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, The Darkness and the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool. It uses everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.